The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
This practice takes the form of recollection or reflection. It's based in mindfulness, and mindfulness that also draws upon memory, thought, and imagination. The first theme for reflection is I am of the nature to grow old. I cannot escape from aging. Please take this to heart. I am of the nature to age. Recall the various ways that aging has been occurring in your life, no matter how old you are. As well as aspects of aging likely to come in the near future. I am of the nature to age. I cannot escape aging. Patiently recall and bring to mind aspects of aging that are real for you. Aging is part of my reality. I cannot escape aging. What does this mean for you? How does it feel? How does it influence you? Theme number two. I am of the nature to fall ill. I cannot escape illness. In this life, sickness happens. There's no escaping disease. Please be mindful of and reflect on how this is true in your life. Sickness is part of this life. There's no getting round illness. To what extent and in what ways is this true for you? Please take these to heart and take a good look. Theme number 3. I am of the nature to die. There is no escaping death. Death is part of life. It happens sooner or later. How is this true for you? How does it shape you? Death happens. What does this mean for you and how you live? There's no avoiding death. I am of the nature to die. Death is inevitable. Whatever there may be in my life, this is theme number four. Whatever there may be beloved and dear, pleasurable and satisfying, things will become otherwise. I will change. Circumstances will change, and it will become otherwise. There is no escaping such change. in what ways is this true for you? Whatever there may be, dear and beloved, will change, will become otherwise for me, or I will change. There's no escaping such change. All that is good and pleasing shall change, and I shall change as well. There's no escaping the reality of change. Theme number 5. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions. bound by my actions, related through my actions, limited and influenced by my actions. Whatever I have done, am doing, or will do, whether for good or ill, I will be heir to the fruits, the consequences of those actions. Please reflect how and to what extent this is true in your life. How if your choices, whether wise or foolish, created the you that you are? And how too will this be true in the future? My choices create my behaviors and actions. How do the consequences follow me, steer me, bind me, create me? I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my karma, related through my karma, my actions. Whatever I have done or do, whether wise or foolish, harmful or beneficial, of those choices and actions, I will reap the fruit.